Hashem Kol Yisrael, and especially for the Refuah Shlema of David Henoch and anyone else who needs a Refuah Shlema. We're continuing with our short summaries of the beautiful teachings of Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, Chapter 8. Today, the Bilvavi starts off reminding us that when we are learning Torah, we must be learning in a way of Shifti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, where God is constantly before us. Meaning to say that I don't need to necessarily stop the learning and just shifty, 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 but I have to be learning in such a way that I'm cognizant that I'm learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that itself is an awesome way to start off. Now, the Bilvavi, and that's actually the first halacha that the Ramah brings down in the Shulchan Aruch, this is the essence of Judaism, to always be walking with Hashem. Now, the problem is, well, how do we get there? Okay, that's nice, but how do we do that? So, the first step, even before Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Abba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first step, says the Bilvavi, is to recognize that there is a God. And again, not intellectually, but to really feel that. How do we get to a place of actually feeling like there is a God who mamish is my God, who's present always? So the Bilvavi suggests something that he's going to suggest throughout his Sefer. It's called constant repetition. In other words, what he recommends is that a person sit in a quiet room when no one else is around and speak out loud and ask, who created this world? Who created me? Does a Coca-Cola can come out of its own from nowhere? Or did someone create it? Did I come out of nowhere? Or did someone create me? It must be that Hashem created me. And in the same way like Avraham Avinu was questioning and then found God, every half hour, he recommends, we go through this process slowly, slowly, slowly to beat into our consciousness that there is a God. So that's our homework. It's a tough one, but to try as much as we can to slowly, slowly remind ourselves that there is a God. And essentially, that's the message of Rosh Hashanah, where we're reminding ourselves over and over and over and over again that Hashem hu ha-melech, that he is the king, until we really, really, really feel like he's the melech. And I bless us to really feel that God consciousness. Have an amazing Shana Tova, and Hashem should bless us with the year of feeling so close to Him.